November 4th, some tickets went on sale. VIP tickets. You know what? I got mine the day they went on sale. It's for Country Night in Canada with Stephen Lee Olsen, who I have on the phone right now. Stephen Lee, how are you?
Oh, girl, I'm doing so well. We just finished our 22nd show on this tour, and I can tell you the show has never been better, and the energy has never been higher. It's been an absolute joy to see this beautiful country top to bottom.
Well, I've seen the pictures every night on your social media, and it just looks amazing. Now, where were you either last night or the night before?
So we are currently in Winnipeg, and last night we were, or the night before, we were in Verdon, Manitoba, which is very cold, but they showed up, and it was loud and rowdy. Man, like I said, the shows are just, we've all hit stride, and this is everything I've ever dreamed of. You know, my first headline tour, I thought that, you know, the show would get obviously better once you do 20, 25 shows. But it's totally beyond my wildest expectations how much this band is gelling and how the show has come together. It's my favorite thing on the planet to do every day for 90 minutes.
First headlining tour, you've got a gold single with Outta Yours, of course, platinum, Raised by a Good Time. 10th anniversary of Raised by a Good Time. Is that unbelievable or what?
It is unbelievable. Man, time flies when you're having fun, and we're definitely having fun. That is such a highlight of the show. And, you know, we sell this tour merch has Raised by a Good Time on these cool hats that we designed, and they just fly off the, like, off the merch table. It's pretty amazing to see all the hats out there. And I try and give a little extra love to all the hats that I see, you know, it's pretty fun. Yeah, no, I can't believe that song has been out for 10 years, but it's definitely changed my life.
I got to say, my favorite Stephen Lee Olsen, I was looking through them earlier today, my favorite of all time is Hello Country. Love it.
Oh, I love that you love that song.
Yes.
That's one of my favorites. It's actually how we open the show, so you definitely don't want to miss Downbeat. Yeah, we put together something pretty special, my music director and I, but what better way to say hello to the crowd than Hello Country?
Well, we can't wait. We're, of course, going to see you in Sussex at the Mule, and JoJo Mason's along. How about you and JoJo? Have you been friends for a while?
Oh, I've known JoJo forever, just, you know, because this the Canadian country music scene is so small. We've passed each other a lot in CCMAs, and he brings the show. He is he's such a great entertainer, such a great singer, such a great human being. And his energy, not only on the stage but off the stage, is so charismatic and infectious, and it's I'm just happy to have him.
I've got a couple questions for you. First of all, your single that's out right now, Never Not Care, Mickey Guyton, this is your first duet.
Yeah.
Brody also did his first duet with Mickey. So what makes Mickey so special?
Oh, my God. If you've ever heard her sing, that's what makes her special. You know, I've known Mickey Guyton for a long time, well before she was the famous Mickey Guyton we all know and love now. But, you know, we kind of came up in Nashville together, and has always been such a champion of mine, and I've always been such a champion of hers. And when I realized that Never Not Care was a duet, I needed a big voice. I heard her voice in my brain immediately, so I just called her up, and she was so happy to do it. We had so much fun filming the video. She's a pleasure to be around, and her voice is just, man, what a powerhouse.
Now, here's my final question for you, and I want to know, how do you decide, like, because you're a singer, a songwriter extraordinaire, so how do you decide what song you are going to keep for Stephen Lee Olsen and what song you're going to give to, let's say, Keith Urban?
You know what? I shake my magic eight ball, and it tells me, no, honestly, a lot, you know, that particular song was, Blue Ain't Your Color was supposed to be my next single.
No.
Yep, it was supposed to be my next single, and I was signed to Columbia Records, and the head of Columbia Records got fired. So everyone that he signed got fired, too, or dropped, essentially. So I had all this music that I was sitting on and plans to release it, and I didn't own any of it anymore. So, you know, Keith was looking for songs, and I just pitched it to him, not knowing that it would completely change my existence as a songwriter and an artist, and is now such a big part of my show. I actually tell a way more in-depth version of that story at the show, so you got to come. But sometimes, you know, I'll bring a song home, and my wife will be the one to go, hey, I know you think this is a smash for you, but this is actually a Brett Kissel song, and
she's
usually right. But you know, I think in my earlier days, it was a lot harder to decide that. As I've matured in my sound and have a clear direction, it's pretty obvious now which ones are for me and which ones aren't. As I'm pretty much only, you know, when I do retreats, I'll do these like little writing retreats, and any songs I write on the retreats are usually for me. So knowing that going in ahead of time is super helpful.
Did you or did you not write another new song for Mr. Urban?
I did. Yep. It was, it's one of the, man, that song is so funny. It's called Daytona, and it's 7 years he's had it on hold for. 7 long years. He's promised me that it was going to make a record, and then he would make a record and it wouldn't be on it. And I'd be like, come on, KU. and then the next record, he'd be like, no, it's on this one for sure, Steven.
Oh my
and,
God.
And then it wouldn't be on that one either. And so this record that was coming up, you know, he told me it was going to be on it, but I didn't believe him. I was like, yeah, whatever. and sure enough, it was on that record, and it's such a good record. If you haven't heard it yet, it's amazing. One of my favorite Keith records for sure. But yeah, you know what? It's so surreal to me to even have him in my phone. You know, he's such a good human being and such a role model. He's taught me a lot and has become one of my good friends. And I'm just grateful that he still answers my call.
Oh, I love it. There you go. Well, Steven, we cannot wait to see you and JoJo 28th of February. We're going to give away VIP tickets this week plus a $100 gift card to the Mule. And we'll see you on the 28th of February.
Sounds good, Krista. You have a great day.